Hear this, Malchut, Yesod, Hod Netzach, Tiferet, Gebura Hesed. Art, Bina, Hokma, Keter. This is Bethel, this is the house of God. This is the holy and terrible place of healing and sacrifice. This is the house of the name. This is the place where Jacob's ladder touches earth. This is the place of the struggle in the night and the giving of the new name. This is the sanctuary where the table is laid in the midst of the enemies. This is the place where goodness and mercy follows us all the days of our life. This is the place of the Tzaddik, the pillar of the world, who unites the left and the right, the front and the back, above and below. This is the place of the Lamed Vav. The Tzaddikim who uphold the pillars of the world. To east of this place, I call the Archangel Raphael. Angel of the morning, opener of the day, open the way before us. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Embrace the east. To the south of this house, I invite the Archangel Michael. Great power of blessing, lift up the face that it may shine, and we may see face to face. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Embrace the south. To the west, I invite the Archangel Gabriel. Angel of strength, angel of the vision that awakens the dead, be with us. Extend your wings around us, above us, beneath us. Stand in the west for us, that we may endure. To the north, I invite the Archangel Uriel, light of God in darkness. Embody the mystery of the light that arises from the depths. Teach us the mystery of the particle and the wave, that we may embody as both. Extend your wings, embrace the north. We sit in the mystery of the house of God, in the cube that is the sphere. In the center is the further mystery of the pool of the beginning. The great sea, the sea of stars, the body of Nuit. The thousand stars, the glowing indigo space between the stars. As we sink into the glowing space, as we sink into this inner sea, we hear a voice. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul, that the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters. And emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the castle on the mound. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still. As I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the castle on the mound. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still. As I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the castle on the mound. Feel ourselves descending through the indigo starlit sea, going inwards and downwards, into the mystery, into the other world. Landing at last at the edge of the forest, seeing the white path stretching before us. And waiting for us is Saint Illtyd. He steps a little ahead of us, beckoning us onwards. And we follow the path into the heart of the wood, noticing the life of the wood all around us. Noticing the ferns and the lichen, noticing snowdrops, daffodils as the spring rises in the wood. Feel a life of the wood gathering all around us, being aware of this landscape, which anciently is called low grass, the hidden lands. Being aware that in the hidden lands there are places of beauty and life, and there are valleys of shadow. There are strongholds of separation. And in that moment, as we follow Illtyd, who is priest and knight, we find ourselves aligning with that ancient tradition of spiritual warriorship, being aware that many have trodden this path to the centre of the wood, to the castle on the mound. And as we come at length to the centre of the wood, we notice the great lake at its centre, with the mound and the castle upon it, in its centre. We look deep into the waters of the lake that shimmer with stars, the deep indigo waters. And across the lake from the castle, we see the ship Pradwen approaching us. It is beautiful and solid, yet we sense its ancientness. This is the ship that crosses between worlds. This is a ship that transports us to our destination. This is Pradwen, the white proud ship of Arthur. And as it rests by the landing stage, and as we come to take our place upon it, in the prow stands Arthur, with his sword before him, slightly leaning on his sword. And he looks at us, each one. For as we enter Pradwen, we go gan Arthur, with Arthur, into the task of the director of toil. We take up the task of healing the land, of recovering that which is banished into the great bundle of the living. We participate in the acts of Arthur. And as we step into the boat, it is both our familiar boat and something much larger. And for a moment, we glimpse the great company, the company of the co-inherents, the company of those who go with Avther into the deep, or go with Avther into the valley of the shadow of death and find life and create life. We enter the community of the praying souls. We enter into the community of those who serve the Grail. And the boat, as always, starts to move across the lake. And we look deep into the inner waters. Knowing that we go with Avther. That we follow the path of the director of toil. Receiving his protection, lightening his labours with our own. And as we reach the island, we disembark and follow the spiral path around the mound. Come at length to the top of the mound. We find ourselves before the drawbridge. We step simply, straightforwardly upon it. It is the bridge of the sword. It is the straight edge. But we do not wobble because we are upheld by Mart. We go on the business of the director of toil. We go with Avther. We go to contemplate a mystery. And to receive a blessing. We find ourselves before the small gate and squeeze ourselves through, bowing, bowing low as we enter. We enter into the great hall. In front of us is the round table with the veiled grail upon it. And we take our seat. And as we take our seat, others take theirs. We have a way of being a part of a great company who serve the mysteries of the grail and the table, who serve the mysteries of the hallows that renew the world. We are aware that at the point of the roof, a great spear hangs downwards over the grail, and drops of red gold blood drop continually onto the white samite without ever staining it. We and the company contemplate together the mystery of the lance and the grail. The mystery of the holy blood. The spear and the chalice. We recall the mystery of Ellen of the ways. We recall the mystery of Ellen, who is the true, who holds the true cross. And in this mystery of conjunction of the spear and the grail, we once again become the crossing point, the true and living cross. We enter into that moment, the conjunction of the mysteries of the Mother and the Son. Being Ellen, being the mother, being the bearer of the true cross and the crucified one, who is the son of the mother. Rising from the table, feeling ourselves as the bearer of the mysteries of the Son and the Mother, feeling ourselves as the true cross, as the conjunctive point. We find a small room just off the great hall, which is a chapel. There's a great smell of incense, of frankincense and rose. The carpet is a deep purple red. And the room is empty except for a great granite cubic altar. And upon the altar there is an ancient wooden cross. weathered and beaten and tattered. A deep, deep black oak that is so black that it shines. And on the altar, in front of the cross, is a shining sword, a sword of crystal, a sword of light. Contemplate the mysteries of the cross and the sword, and the great block of granite that is altar. Feel the solidity of the granite altar. Feel the power and the depth of the ancient black cross. Feel the shining crystal power of the sword of light. Feel in your heart the conjunction of the spear and the grail. Feel in your bones the solidity of the altar. Feel in your mind and your breath the clarity of the sword of light. Your spine is the spear. Your heart is the grail. You go without there into the valley of the shadow of death. And as you are aware of that choice, behind the altar, the other side of the chapel, you see a small door. And above the door, there is the symbol of the scales. And you step upon the path. Bringing with you the mysteries of Tiferet, holding the crystal sword that is of Gevurah. You stand as agent of blessing and warrior. As you step along this rocky way, this valley of the shadow of death, feeling the grail in your heart as the ever-flowing cup, feeling the spear in your spine as the rod that holds you aligned. Feeling the ancient cross aligning you with the mystery of opposites in conjunction. Feeling the deep earth that's stowed in your bones. The sword of light and awareness is in your hand. And you step forward through the valley of the shadow. You step forward through pain, through despair, through all the sadness of the world. Noticing the figures that come to meet you. But marking your steps, foot by foot, step by step. Being the warrior priests, being the blessing presence, the warrior of clarity. Freeing the imprisoned, guiding the lost, bringing light into the dark places. Joining Tiferet to Gevurah. At length we reach the end of the Valley of Shadow, and in front of us there is a door, marked again with the symbol of the scales. And stepping through it, we find ourselves in another chamber. At first, it is hard to see this chamber clearly, for the light in it is very bright. It is a place of profound clarity. And in the center of the light there stands the figure of the child, clear-sighted, clear-seeing. Who reveals all, who sees all. Sit for a while in the presence of the crowned and conquering child. Who is Althea? Who is Harpocrates? who is you, who is me, who sees, who knows, whose breath revives the dead, whose arms gather in the lost. Who takes no prisoners. As the vision of the child fades, you find yourself once again sitting at the round table, contemplating the grail and the spear, contemplating your place and the companions that sit with you, contemplating the mysteries of the grail. Saluting the grail, we slowly leave, walking across the courtyard, squeezing through the small gateway, crossing the sword bridge, descending the mound, we come at length to Prudwen. And we find Arthur waiting for us. With his blessing, we enter and return to the ship. Again, for a moment, becoming aware of the vast company of those who go with Arthur into the deep. We travel to the back to the lake shore. Disembark and slowly make our way through the woods. Remembering the mysteries of the grail and the spear, the cross, the sword, the stone. we make our way through the wood. Coming to the edge of the wood. Standing on the edge of the woods, reflect upon our experience. Once again, hearing the voice that says, "Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters. And emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress the potent living image, my own true self." Let your senses bring you back into the room. Be aware of your own shape. Be aware of the unfolding mysteries of the spear and the grail, of the cross and the sword and the altar. Be aware of going with Avthir, Gan Avthir, into the deep, and returning Gan Avthir with Avthir to the outer worlds. Be aware of participating in the service of the director of toil. So slowly come out, and then just find two other people to talk about your experiences with.